Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Friday extended 100% remote learning for all students through Thanksgiving break for 34 schools. That includes pre-K, kindergarten, and intensive needs students, now on 100% remote learning. Peggy Erkenaff, Director of Communications, Community, and Government Relations for the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District, spoke to KSRM.
We know that the cases are in an acceleration phase now on the Kenai Peninsula, and so given that, and that there's not a bending downwards of those trends, the decision was made on Friday, and it's a difficult decision, but the decision was made to go 100% remote, extended to not only the students that haven't been able to attend on-site in person, but also our pre-K kindergarten and special education intensive needs students. So in response to the governor's plea to everybody and looking at what our trends are doing and happening on the peninsula, that's what's happening for the next 8 days. We need to see those numbers start turning down.
Erkenaff talks about the rising speculation that schools could remain in remote learning through the remainder of the year.
We need adults to understand the way that this virus works. And we're all trying to do what we can, but it's really contagious. And adults need to be really keeping their bubble very small and helping really drive those numbers down. And if they don't go down, the writing's on the wall. We can all see that. Our schools are safe. We've got good mitigation measures in place. But every day there are staff that are testing positive and then people are quarantining. And it's not happening in the school. We're not having the transmission in the school. It's happening in our communities and in people interacting with each other, and the spread's happening.
More details can be found at RadioKenai.com. Coronavirus numbers are going up across the Kenai Peninsula and the state. Bruce Richards, Director of External Affairs at the Central Peninsula Hospital, says they're starting to see an uptick in COVID-19 cases.
Well, we're starting to see our numbers come up at the hospital, of course. We're starting to see more cases come into the hospital and more of the cases that come in. They used to be just, you know, somebody that came in for something else but maybe positive. Now we're seeing actual patients come in because of COVID. So it's definitely changed over the last, you know, 2 weeks, 10 days as this spike that we're in.
And those cases are contributing to the hospital being at full capacity.
We're at capacity today, right now. We're full. So, you know, is it because of COVID? Well, if you took the COVID patients out, I guess we wouldn't be there. But yes, we're at capacity this morning, and that always happens. It ebbs and flows. You know, there's times when we have fewer people in the hospital and times when we're full, but it seems we've been much closer to the full side here lately.
When asked if speculation would dictate to higher numbers, Richard says,
well, it's difficult to predict that, but it's not looking very favorable. That's for sure. You know, we're seeing more people come in, and, you know, it certainly is keeping the hospital at the upper end of its capacity.
Governor Dunleavy, as of today, extended the disaster declaration for 30 days. Richard says,
We need it. I mean, you know, the disaster declaration is incredibly helpful to operations on the healthcare side.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.